only Asar is Sipa Lashnora, but not Kabbalah Lashnora. How do we know that Kabbalah Lashnora is also Nisa? That we learn out from the Sisa Shimashov. So even if he doesn't do anything, he's just Mikabel. So he's also Ida. But Misafa Lashnora, why do we have to resort to the Pasik of the Sisa Shimashov? It's Lisila Chochmamech. And made it a sheker. So it's a lot in the Asaras Adibras. Lisana Beracho Yichoka. So the Gemara has to be marbed from the Pasik of the Sisa Shimashov. So as far as the Kashi in regard to Meidi Disheka, so there is a very simple terence. The love in Aseres Adibres, with Sane Beracha Yichoker, is only Shayach when the person is Meidi Disheka against Reach. But there could be an Eides Disheka, not against Reach. It is a Chiddush. Let's say somebody will come to Bezdin and will tell his story to the Bezdin. He saw the moon and so he didn't believe. Will he be Eivea? The love of Sane Beracho Yichoker? No. How is it Beracho? It is a Chiddush. It could affect Reacho in many ways, okay, but it's not Reacho. It's not Reacho. So is it Muter? Chas v'shalom. In which love answers it? The love of Lisanebir, of Lisis v'shimashof, not Reacho. So, Mimele, so we understand that. Then, but how about Tzipor Lashnora? So it's also anyway. So Nafkimine is Ligabe, and Eine Isim Aisambo. If somebody will talk, so there is a Medrash that it's also to talk Lashnora against Akomals. And the Medrash says, if somebody talks against Akum, say Fishi Dabe and Lashnora can get Israel too. But it's mentioned, Agavuch, that it's also to talk Lashnora against Goyim too. But there is a big difference, you see, against Jews who are Isim Aisamcho. So it's allowed. So mainly even for a good purpose you're not allowed to talk. Let's say suppose a certain Jew is an Isim Aisamcho, but you know, in Tzadik Be'eretz Boretz Shastiv L'Yachdo, and he does certain things that are not right. I mean, unfortunately, we're not, it's not, it's Ikves Edim Shech, but not Yim Isim Mashiach Malish. So it's my Sim Yechol Yehim, that Orthodox Jews, I mean, Isim Aisamcho, do terrible things. So are you allowed to talk Lashnor against him? No, not allowed to talk Lashnor. But if somebody is an Isim Aisamcho, he's the Mumal Litovim. So for a good purpose, you are allowed to talk against him. In other words, what's a good purpose? You don't want other people to associate with him. So you're allowed to do it. So because then it doesn't come within, because in regard to an Enis Maisamcho, it doesn't come within the Yisa. Within the Yisa of Lisir Chocho Bamech, but only in the Yisa of the Sisa Shimashov. That's a different kind of Yisa. Yeni in Shari Tshuve mentions the various types of Baal Lashonor, mentions there's like, so he mentions Nibul Peh amongst the various groups of Lashnor. What is Nibul Peh to do with Lashnor? And then the Gemara in Erechan says that the Avera of the Meraglim was Lashnor. Did they talk against Jews, the Meraglim?
No.
Would they? They talked. And the Gemara even says, Uma Meraglim, the Chili Dibro, Elok Negadesim Avonim. So if somebody talks against people, but the fact is that they talked against Eitzim Bavonim, Eretz Yichalas Yishvel. So it was a Nisa of Lashnor. Were they Eivea, the love of the Silech Ocho Bamecho? As we show him, how could be Eivea, the love of the Silech Ocho Bamecho? But they are Eivea, the love of the Sisa Shem Hashem. And the Ramyene mentions among the various types of Lashnor and Nibul Peh. What Shaychas is there between Nibul Peh and Lashnor? The answer is Lashnor means Pshutikim Hashmoy, Lashnor, evil talk. What's the literal meaning of Lashnor? Evil talk. It doesn't say Loshin Gnus Chaveri, Loshin Gnus Neodo. Evil talk, Nibul Pei is evil talk, that goes without saying Nibul Pei. So any talk that is evil, that is indecent, whether the indecent talk consists of defaming people, or it consists of pornographic talk without criticizing people, so the civil talk, so Rav Nieina says in Shari Tshuva is evil, the Yisrael Floshen Hore, but not the Yisrael Floshen Hore under the love of Vesele Chochum Amecha, no Shaiches, but the Yisrael Floshen Hore under the love of Lesisa Shimashov, Yishem Shov. So Mele against the Yisim Aysam Cho, there is no Yisrael Floshen Hore. But if you talk just like that, not for the purpose of deterring people from associating themselves, just, you know, people sometimes, they enjoy talking against other people. They get a thrill out of it. I mean, it's one of the unfortunate evils. In society, it has always been so, but never as much as today. Today, because of the success of the media, after all, I mean, if a media person is able to dig up a lot of Loshon Hora, they become so famous. I mean, if so famous, they'll invite him even as a guest speaker in an institution. So people, why shouldn't they get a thrill of talking Loshon Hora? Because become famous for it, you become popular, so they get a thrill naturally. So it's evil talk. So that applies even to Nesim Aysamcho. From the point of view of Lisil Chochba Mecho, it applies only to a Jew and only to a Jew with Yisrael Kosher. It doesn't apply to a Nesim Aysamcho. And even if it's a Tinik Shenishbo, let's say most overwhelming majority of Reform Jews, conservative Jews, are Tinik Shenishbo. So they don't have a din of mumma, but they are certainly in Yisim Aysamcho, unfortunately. I mean, they are in Yisim Aysamcho. So like kusim are also tinik shenishbo. But the Gemara says, I'm kallel a kusi is potter, because in Yisim Aysamcho. So the Yisir of Lisil Chochba Mecho applies only to Yisim Aysamcho. And to Jews, not to goyim, even in Aizgoy, even Chsidu Meselam, even Yoteshov. The love of Lisil Chochba Mecho doesn't apply to you. But there is another lab of Lisisa Shimashov. So, without a good purpose, talking big nusay of people, doesn't matter, tzaddik, roshe, Jew, non-Jew, it's evil talk. It's like pornography. It's evil talk. It's indecent talk. If it doesn't serve any purpose. So, mele yareva the iser of Lisisa Shimashov. But, if it is for the purpose of the roshe, or the purpose of deterring others from following his example, so then it's not evil talk, it's good talk, it's a blind talk, but it has to be done by the proper person under the proper circumstances. So Rav Nieina says in Shari Tshuva, it can only be said be apetloti. Apetloti so chaver chaveri islei. Some mele, the person against whom the Loshon Hore is mentioned, he'll know about it. Some mele, it can serve a purpose. But, Rav Nieina says it, if he doesn't talk about lote, the person will not know. So then, it will become counterproductive. If he talks it in the lote is like in his presence. So then people will know that this is Derech Techoche. But if he talks it privately, this person is a Roshe. But openly he gives him covet, on the contrary, it's counterproductive, you see. Secretly he talks against him. He's a Mechal Shabbos, he's a Roshe, he's everything. But publicly, he's a wonderful person. Let's say he'll talk about him in a bandiner, and he'll call him a leader of the Jewish community. So what's the good purpose? So what will say? That Orthodox Jews are hypocrites. I mean, Rav Nieina doesn't express it in these terms, but I'm paraphrasing Rav Nieina. Some mele, it's evil talk.
Was
But stay away from him. That's right. Stay away from him. That's right. I mean, why? It's a mitzvah gdele to be mifalsim Dr. Schindler. You know, that is an Echa Yisrael. But if openly you give him compliments, and you know, in the yeshiva circles you say he's a Rashi, well, that's, then it's evil talk. So then it's counterproductive. So then you are either the Yisrael of Lisisa Shimashov. So Mimele,
he's
not either under no circumstances.
Even if, Shemeshav, it depends if there's a purpose.
In, Sisha Shemeshav is based upon the fact that it's Loshin Hara, literally.
Uh-huh.
That applies even to pornography, to Nibul Peh. No Gnus Chaveira involved. So it depends what the purpose is.
If there's but, a purpose, then it's not evil talk.
Anymore. It's not evil talk. It's not evil talk. So the Gemara says, Hakal Yedin Kalom Lechnesel Chupo. So Afil Nigzale. What does it mean? It's evil talk. So he's ever the love. He's ever the love. I saw some people, they write about Nibul Pez, and they say, it is mentioned in the essay of Deshim Tio, I mean, this is a big mistake to say it. That Nibul Peh is like Kaddish Hasvam Mutalachasvisholem. I mean, it's such a mistake. It's such a mistake to say it, you know, because that might Hasvisholem give a heta to people. Oh, sorry. There are many other things we are not Mikaddish Mutalach. But Nibul Peh is one of the most terrible things. So Rav Yehuda says it comes in the Yisrael of Lashon Hara, but not the Yisrael of Lashon Hara of Lisila Chochol Bamecho, of the Yisrael of Lashon Hara. And somebody is made the Sheker and Kiddush HaChidosh. He'll not even listen to Beracho Yitzhoker, but this is a Shemeshov, he'll be either. Somebody will talk against Goyim, just like that. He'll be either the love of Lisila Shemeshov. But if you talk against Goyim for a purpose, if you write articles against Jesse Jackson in the newspaper, it's a mitzvah daily. It's a mitzvah daily. It's not evil talk. It's a blind talk. It's a blind talk. But to write articles against the Rav, let's say, who is a Mizrahi, with whom a certain Rav, who is a member of the Agude, disagrees, even if he does it for a subjectively good purpose, is either the love of Lisila Chochol Bamecho, pure and simple. Doesn't make any difference. The fact that he's not Lishim Shemayim is not mitayaret, just like somebody will be eating Nevei Lishim Shemayim. So, it's a heta. There's no heta for that either. So, this is all by Rabbi Yehuda. So, Mimele,
the tikkun doesn't necessarily have to get back to him. That he should have a tikkun. The tikkun is even in the world is a tikkun. Makes it a
stamosh. That's right. Of course, I mentioned both. If the tikkun is the choche for him, or to deter others, yeah, of course, doesn't make any difference. All right. Anyway, so we have by Moshe, we have many issues. We have one issue. L'sil lechoch l'mecho. The goyin says l'sam damrach. I mean, without the goyin, I mean it is all. I mean, could anybody say any something else? I mean, he says Lisan Dam Racho, but this is a case of Lisan Dam Racho Bikum Basay. If somebody is Reveach, Reach Haverit, Reveach Bano, he's even Lisan Dam Racho, so he's even Bishaval Taise. But here he's even Lisan Dam Racho Bikum Basay. It's a Nisa. It's another kind of a Nisa. This is what the Goyen means. And then the Shemukbetes, I forgot which Rishon said, in Bavakam, and then Bavakam in the Sugi of Moser, Makireyu Bisesa, it's also either the Yisrael Makireyu Bisesa, and of course, as far as Makireyu Bisesa. So, I told it to a number of people, I mean, of course, it goes without saying, suppose somebody, Rav Yehuda is matter to talk Lashon Hara against Ine Yisrael Maisambo, but only if it's Bapet Loti. But suppose Makere is somebody writes, you know, unfortunately in Chicago it also happens, people send out anonymous letters against certain people. That's Makere Bisosa. And that's case for plaster. That's a terrible thing. So Makir, that comes with the Makir Reir Bisosa. So even if somebody will send out a maligning letter, anonymous, against the Rosh Gomo, he'll be either the Iser of Makir Reir Bisosa. There is no doubt in my mind.
Even if there's
Litealis. What? Even Litealis. So Litealis, do it openly. Do it openly. But not Kisvei Plasta. So Mosar involves all the Isurim. Mosar involves all the Isurim. Okay. Then, but there is a very important Meshech Chochma. Very important Meshech Chochma. With that Meshech Chochma, you can understand the Meiri. What? That Mosar. I didn't mention anybody's name.
Is that Rabbi Yen?
No. Well, Mosar, if you talk against the Mosar, certainly for a good purpose, let's say, as Maruk wanted, that was the best purpose in the world. So then there wouldn't be a Nisa of Lisisa Shemeshov. And Lisila Chochba Mechor, there wouldn't be a Nisa. He was an Isimai Samcho, whatever, whether Gnevi was a Moser or Stam Mecharef Megadif. Mecharef Megadif Marukve is an Isimai Samcho, he's also a terrible person. Mecharef Megadif Marukve, one of the Chachme Yisrael. So it certainly did not involve a niser of the Silechochel Bamecho, or a niser of the Silechochel Bamecho, but then there is a very important Meshachochma. All Orthodox Jews should take notice of this Meshech Chochma. So the prestige of Rabbonim would not be what it is now if everybody took notice of that Meshech Chochma. We wouldn't have that machlekes that goes on in Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim between this and that group, if they only took notice of that Meshech Chochma. Dvorim Chav Gimel Pasuk Yud Kiseitzi Machne Aleivecho V'nishmarto Mikol Davaro. Nishmarto Mikol Davaro. So the Sifri says, what's Davaro? Dvorim Amsalkines Ashrin. Not every Avera is Davaro, is called, of course it's Davaro, but this Davaro does not have reference to every Avera. Even Chil Shabbos is not Misalik Ashrin. So what Aveir Dovero has reference to Aveir is Hamsalkis Hashchin from Klal Yisrael. So the Sifri says, what Aveir is? Avedizore, Klarayes, Shvichos Domim, Filoshen Hor. So the Meshech Chochma is, when the Gemara talks about the seriousness of Loshen Hor in Erech, in so many Gemaras, it's not mentioned that Loshen Hor is Misalkis Hashchin. Say it's chomor, even more than glaravi zoy glash, but that loshen hora misalik hashchin is never mentioned. This is the only place, and the Rambam Simcha says the only place, so you can trust him. So, in other words, that it's mentioned is misalik hashchin. So Rambam Simcha says Meshech Chochma. There are two types of loshen hora. One type of loshen hora is loshelach chochel b'amech. And he explains Lisilachoch Bamecho is Tarte Mashma. He doesn't use that expression, I use this. First of all, Lisilachoch Bamecho, it means Beamech, Beamcho, Leisimais Amcho. And Lisilachoch Bamecho, just the Pshutishal Mikro. among your own Jewish brothers, when one talks before Jews against another Jew. That's the Sirach HaChlamech. But here, that's not Misalek Sashkini. As bad as it is, it's not Misalek Sashkini. Chil Shabbos, he's certainly big avere. It's not Misalek Sashkini. It's not mentioned that Chil Shabbos is Misalek Sashkini. Not even Chil Shabbos Faresh is it mentioned. I don't know of it. This Misalek Sashkini, I don't know of it. But Lashon Hara, as bad as it is, it's not Misalek Sashkini. The Lashon Hara of Be'amecho, of talking against the Jew among Jews. But here, why you are in the environment of hostile goyim, not just goyim, not goyim of Israel, but hostile goyim who are interested, you know, in destroying Jews, in destroying the Jewish people. Then you have to be extra, extra careful to be on guard, to be falling prey to Averes and Tamis Alex Ashrine. What are the Averes for Ashrine? Avrizore, Gilarayesh, Shuchzdomim, and Loshon Hara in an environment of Ivecho, of hostile going. That is Mis Alex Ashrine. In other words, when people demonstrate against Israel, it doesn't make any difference. They demonstrate against Ben Gurion. Ben Gurion is not Pekeos. They don't have to argue. But when they demonstrate in an environment of hostile goyim, so then it's a special isal of Lashon Hara. V'nishmartam kol devaro, it doesn't make any difference whether you talk Lashon Hara against Agudas Yisrael, against Mizrahi, against Matam, against Shemar HaTzoyer, against Apikorsim, as Ramir Simcha explains it, because when you talk Lashon Hara in an environment of Jews, then it's an Averim Nogun L'Chaveire against that particular Jew. But when you talk against a Jew, against a single Jew, in an environment of hostile Goyim, then they'll take it, they'll attribute it to Klal Yisrael. If it is mentioned that the Jew stole, so hostile Goyim will not say, this Jew is a Ganef. The Jew is a Ganef. All Jews are Ganef. If it's mentioned for some times that a rabbi was involved in fraud, so what? Unfortunately, even Jews will say it. Even Jews will say it. Because unfortunately today we have Jews who are also hostile. Who are also hostile. Well, I mean, Dr. Schindler is not hostile. So then it's not just a question of the love of the Silech Ochel Bamecho. It's a question of the love of Nishmarta Mikol Devaro. Devaro, then it's Misalek Sashkini. It's a different category. It's a different category of Avera. It's Misalek Sashkini. Only it's like Avrizorig Larai Shechzdam. It's more than Chil Shabbos. It's Misalek Sashkini. Misalek Sashkini. What is that?
It's like a Chil Hashem.
Yeah, Chil Hashem, Inachaname, Chil Hashem, yeah, all right. But Chil Hashem is a broad term, you know.
So anybody in any Benadal Chaveiro in a hostile environment, that's what a matter of Mikol Devaro. Is it after Lashon Hara or any Pekia? Whenever the gun you see, there's some sort of a...
I agree with you, but I have to mention what the Meshech Chochmah says. The Meshech Chochmah, this is an extension of one Meshech Chochmah. I agree with you. But, you know, if you mention to somebody else, you tell him Meshech Chochmah says that, he'll look at the office and say, Meshech Chochmah doesn't say it. I agree with you. But to be exact, Dovah B'Shem Imre, the Meshech Chochmah mentions that Ligabi Lashon Hara in a hostile environment, an environment of goyim. So that is, you know, when you demonstrate, you know, I mean, what the reform rabbis, Dr. Schindler and even Henry Zygmunt, who until lately he called himself Orthodox rabbi, and now all of a sudden he dropped the name rabbi. He calls himself Mr. Zygmunt. So I didn't know why he dropped the name rabbi. So then I found out he divorced his first wife, and then he married another woman who is not a Shomer Shabbos. So Mele, she doesn't want him to be called rabbi. Why does he have to be called rabbi? He can do whatever he does without the title rabbi. So now he calls himself Mr. Zigman. So they issued a statement at that time that the way the Israeli army is acting towards the Arab terrorist is devoid of all principles of decency. So can anyone be surprised that the State Department last Wednesday issued a statement rebuking the State of Israel? Is the first time that the State Department publicly rebuked the State of Israel that they are trampling upon the human rights of the Palestinians. They are trampling upon the human rights of Palestinians. Why? Because they defend themselves. The United States wouldn't do that. Wouldn't fire a shot at those who throw stones. They wouldn't do it. No, they wouldn't do it. Why did they do it? Because the Reform rabbis constantly keep on pressuring the American government that they should threaten Israel if they pass the amend the law of return, so then this and that. So why shouldn't they do it? They feel, the Secretary of State, Baker, the Secretary of State feels that it has the approval of the whole Jewish community, including the Orthodox segment. Only a few Mishugoyim. Lubavitch, Aaron Soloveitchik, a few Mishugoyim. But they have the support of the total community. It's the first time that it happened, and it's all done because of they were not on guard v'nishmarta mikol davarot. Everybody, the Frimster people. I'm not going to mention names. It will not serve any purpose anyway. So they are not on guard. So if they had taken notice of what Meshech Chochma said, we wouldn't have that situation in Israel now. The Machlikis, the Gratora, Israel, this and Shas, and Mimisha. It's a disgrace. Anyway, Nazal in Yoneinu. So the Meshech Chochma says that when you talk Lashon Hora in the environment of Jews, it's Navir of Nodm Chaveri against that particular Jew. But when you talk Lashon Hora against Jews in the environment of Ivecho, then it's Navir of Nodm Chaveri against all Jews. Because the hostile goyim, when they hear that a Mr. X is a Ganef, so they'll say all Jews are Ganef. All Jews are Ganef. So merely there's the pshat in the mirror. Even in Mosa, where celestial resorts are allowed to kill him, but not to master him. Because then you'll be hurting Klal Yisrael. Well, I think that's enough for today. Salik Zashchino, that's right.
That's right,
Miri. You don't have to add the Salik Zashchino. Yes, not Messiah Ashkenaz. But there's a special insight what the Meshech Chochma says. When you talk Lashon Hora against a Jew in an environment of Jews, that means environment of Jews who are not hostile to other Jews. Unfortunately, today it can be an environment of Reform rabbis. So that's also Ivecho. They also will pick up more than the Goyim, more than the anti Semites.
If you're not even killing,
no, but you are hurting other Jews.
Oh, because of that.
That's right. You're allowed to kill him because then you'll be hurting this Moser. You'll not be hurting other Jews. But if you master him, so you'll be hurting other Jews too. Pshat Nehiri.
But it says that there's no such thing that we also become
Muslim.
Why does he need that for? He doesn't need that we become
Muslim. Yeah, because then the Malchus will become hostile to innocent Jews. So you also become Muslim.
Oh, we become Muslim for everyone
else. That's right. That's
right.
That's right.
Not because we're giving over this person.
No. Chas v'sholem. if Marukve would denounce the Malchus Gneve, so then the Malchus would become prejudiced against Marukve himself, who is also a Jew.
Well, in a certain sense,
So the goy know of this principle.
if that's the case, in the case of the mirrors of the system where it wasn't Yudain Tkufa, so if it wasn't Yudain Tkufa, it's anyway not Mutter. Allah, the lot of killing was
only Yudain Tkufa. No, but Al Dimisira, it's Yudain Tkufa. It's not Yudain Tkufa if we do it ourselves, but Al Misira is the best form of Yudain Tkufa. Misire means Yadein et Kufa. After all, the goyim do it. That's Yadein et Kufa. When we do it secretly, you know, and we have to make sure that the policeman doesn't see, then it's considered ten Yadein et Kufa. But if you do it on Misire, that's the best Yadein et Kufa. The best Yadein et Kufa that could be. Not his general shitty. His general shitty is like the Rambam. There's a Darach of the Mir, he mentions many, many shittas. But when he mentions the shitta of the Rach, he says, according to the Rach, so then only even the Sulam, only if the Sulam is his. How do you know that it's osea to play, to sing? Siyate because of blue artist machisol and gilbam. The lishlach lo meroche b'shir li yishtu yain yim ashech al sheisov, that the beer is bitter to those who drink it. Imahu, if we just mention the posik in Yishaye, to play an instrument, but prepared to sing, is not us. Pumishore, Komashmelon, from the Posig, Vishil, Yishtayayimi, and an artist, Machisoy, and Gilbamim, that even to sing, is us. Zimro Yishere Rebbe Beisa Mishtois Yema Sheikho Yema. So Rashi emphasizes only Beisa Mishtois, but not Beisa Mishtois is not us. And Tejas also says the same thing, but it's not so Shidav Poshut. Now let's see how the Rambam mentions that halacha. The Rambam doesn't limit it to the case of these mishdois, or as the Yisrael says, when every time one gets up and he retires, so he has the organ playing. Stamp als Aveles, Peteras Aveles, and the Chum Bisamido, so it's us. We also Lishenu Bneacho, Vafil Shira Bipe, על היין אסור, שנאמר בשיר וישת יין, וכוונו אגו כל ישראל לימה, דברי תשבוכס ושיר של ידויס לקהיל וחייץ בן היין, ועוד שיר של מצווה, עם ניסוי הסמיצווה, בין ניסויים, או ראי ניסוי הסמיצווה, so there it's also without any question, it's also not only it's muta to sing, and it's not, and it's also muta to play the organ also. Now let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passed. Tosfos, however, says that it's only osea like Rashi. Pirush become dressed in shea beis hamishtoitz. L'chei mash. Yikoma v'lish l'chlem roche b'shir li'ishtu yayin. So it's mentioned in the Pasuk Meferesh, v'shir li'ishtu yayin. Ufer Pascha di seitet nan mishibot lo samhezun botil shir b'vis hamishtoitz. שנאמר בשיר לאיש דיין ואור להחמר בחייצי דהיד בראשון. It doesn't have to be דווקא בית המשטויס. Anything that is as excessive and as luxurious as בית המשטויס. דהוד בראשון ודה בקוין ודומר בזימר. So the Jerusa was accustomed every time he went to bed and every time he woke up, so he had a band playing before him. So even though it was Bisa Mishtoyis, but it's not Bisa Mishtoyis per se. Bisa Mishtoyis is typical of a situation of excessive simch. So, but if it is not Bisa Mishtoyis, but every time he goes to sleep and every time he gets up, so it's like Bisa Mishtoyis. The sunny days, the sheer shall meet the shore again, the shashope, she is in with some mea, hosom the color. Now let's see the shonor. So, according to Russian taste, it's muta. Play music and singing, even not the Sudas mitzvah. It's only also when it is very excessive. Like this Amishtoi, so every time you go to sleep, every time you get up. Tavkuf Samach. Was ist sicher hoch? וכן גוזרו של נגים בכל שיר, וכל מיני זמר, וכל משמיעי כל ששיר לשמיע בהם. Like the Rambam, doesn't limit it. But then the Ramos says, like the Isfis, and the Rashi, and the Rosh, the Tur, ויש אימן דווקא מי שרוגל בהם, כי אין המלוכים שאינדי מי שיחפי מכל שיר, אוי בביס המשתם. So, v'chim gozru shal nari b'chol shir v'chol mi'ezemer v'chol mashmi ekil shal shir smeya b'em v'yosho lishim v'ne'achol. So, emphasizes v'ne'achol v'afilu shir b'peh ala yayin asur sh'nema v'shir l'yisht yayin v'sheichoch v'no'agu kol yisroi leima d'vet yishbocheis v'shir shal idoiis In other words, if you say Shir Shal Tishbochis, then it becomes Isuras Mitzvah, and by Isuras Mitzvah, it's Musa to sing. V'chem Litzeach Mitzvah Gein B'beis Chosn B'kale Hakol Shal, but from Mechaber it's Mashma, even not B'beis HaMishtoyis.
Drinking.
Well, if you drink, let's say liquor, so it's even more. But not intoxicating beverages. Not if you drink Pepsi Cola, so that not. But anything intoxicating. So the Mogavom says, "Bipera yain zelishin a Rambam, vikos vatur she bichuves bi a Rambam, she afilu belo yain osa." Is the pashat lashon Rambam bitzorchin lo mosos sampe bishchanoch, uve bach pasak da afilu bipe, da afilu mi shein iroglosa. In other words, like the Mechaba, not like the Rambam. The Rambam pasken beferish like Rashi and Teishes, only based on mishtoyes. Then he says the Magen Avraham, "V'chei mashma b'gmor," that even without being excessive, it's osa. Why? Damrinon zamre de nagde. Zamre de nagde. More in Siddach Mechese. Zamre de nagde means those who are meisher the svinis, in other words, captains of a boat. So they sing while they do the work. So that's okay. That's all. Because it is done not for the purpose of being frivolous, but in order to be mizaris atzma. They shouldn't feel lazy, so they want to be energetic and vigorous. So then it's all right if that is the purpose. Nagde, vidafkere meishche apkore, those who pull the accent when they plow the land, I mean, in the old days, so they used oxen in agriculture, in plowing the land, so that's all right. There it is to urge the cattle not to be lazy. So again, it's mutar if it's for a good purpose. But the gardoya osa, what is gardoya? The weavers. So they sing, but they don't sing in order to arouse their vigor. They shouldn't feel lazy, but they do it machmaschek, just for a joke. So then it is osa.
So this art is
shushchigam. What? What do you say? Well, the Rambam says that it's also, no, on the contrary, Teisve says on a yai, but the Rambam shit is even without yai. That's what they mentioned the Chubis Ram. First of all, the steam
is on the Yai.
What does the Rambam emphasize yai? All right. The Pashtus of the Lashon HaGemara, because Gemara mentions the Posik. The Gemara mentions the Posik B'shir Yishtiyayin, so that's the Yisrael. But I don't see in the Rambam that the Rambam should distinguish between playing an organ and singing B'peh. The playing an organ is also without Yai, and singing B'peh is after Yai. That I don't know. V'chein Gozru. Oh yeah, the Rambam's Lashon is. Yeah, in Chana. וכן גוזרו של נגים בכלי שיר וכל מיני זמר וכל משמי קויל של שיר עושה לשמי הבן ועושה לשים תנאחו בו ואפילו שירה בפל היין. You're right. So in connection with playing an organ, so they need not a yayin.
That's a lot of simcha by itself.
Yeah, that's right. But in connection with singing bipeh, he emphasizes yayin. Well, it could be because the posik is by shir liyishtiyot. So Teisves Raya is even regard an instrument dafke b'yayin. But the Rambam shita is as far as shir b'peh, that's dafke l'yayin. But in an instrument, so even without yayin. And there are more paskons like Teisves and Rashi that in everything only l'yayin, or whenever it's excessive. Yeah, that's true.
So this
cheetah
is the
third
cheetah,
when he says, we pach pasak, pasak da fiu bipe, osa bipe, We could say that the bar doesn't mean even not a yain, and he means a film mishene rogil. But if it's a yain, so then. But if it's the Bach is like no one. I mean, after all, the Bach wouldn't say Spichelik an old regime.
He can brings down the Bach.
Better. Yeah.
Even without
Yai. Yeah, sorry. And even without Rios, I have Mr. Boyer. I don't know why there is Muchach, the Bach. So then the Bach is his own shit, I mean, contrary to all the shit. The Bach posal afil lo yain gam kinoser, damrim bigmore daf kezimre shal meishri asfines, oi meishri abakorim shor, sheini al lizalzo min lachtom, avol di gadoi oser shul ischik baume, val koch, Even without Yain, and even, but maybe there, that Gemara is referenced not a Koye Baume when it's Dach Kvias, the regular thing, but how do we know that even Bakoye Baume, not a Yain, that it's Osa? So from that we have no Mokia, the Mokia. But, and the old Rishenim say that it's Osa. I think that the Shach, what the Bach says is based on another type of anisa, because here the Rambam, when he mentions that it's also to play an instrument, it's also to sing al yayin, so it's mitzvah avilas alechom, not because of frivolity, but avilas alechom, frivolity has nothing to do with the chom, even before the chom is amidosh. Frivolity is frivolity, so that has to do with avilas alechom. Mashenkin Gimoran say it has nothing to do with Avelis and Achor, Gimoran say. It's a separate thing. But the Rambam doesn't mention the Gimoran say. The Rambam only mentions Mitzat Chom, Mitzat Avelis and Achor. Not Mitzat frivolity, he doesn't answer. He doesn't pass, he doesn't mention. No, say it. Gemore in Seite that Menchesam Dalef says, Omar Avune, Zimre di Nagde vidaf keshor. So the singing by Nagde means the captains, those who are captains of a boat, who lead a boat. So they sing. Why do they sing? In order to misarize themselves. They shouldn't be phlegmatic. They should be vigorous, you know. So music is conducive to energy, to vigor. So that's okay. Dinagra vidavke, dipkore, not dinagra, dipkore. Those who lead the cattle, the oxen, in agriculture. So sure, there it is used as an impetus to the oxen. So zimre dinagde, the captains, it's used as an incentive, as an impetus to the captains themselves. They shouldn't become phlegmatic. And the kore, so it's used, the singing, is done for the purpose of urging the oxen, you know, to work. In other words, if it's for a purpose, so it's nothing wrong with it. But the gadoye, the weavers, so they don't sing. In Ochnami, the weavers will also sing in order to be fully awake, in order not to become phlegmatic, then fine. But that was the practice. The purpose is just for fun, you know, for a joke, you know, lishek. And I suppose that the song that they sang was expressive of shrek, you know. So that's us. That has nothing to do with the home, because of frivolity. So even before the Chorm it was Asa. But the Rambam doesn't mention that. Not only, he doesn't mention, he only mentions in Pirkei Mihilches. Tainis, Avir Zachom, together with other things, let's say a Chosen that he has, that he shouldn't put on a garland and a Torah, I mean the Gemara, that. And that when one builds a house, he should leave something that is not plastered, something that we are not zoya, I mean. And when he serves a meal for guests, so he should leave one mokeim, ponu, I mean. So that's a bit of home. So he mentions that too, together with other things. Now let's see what's going on. Yeah, the Rambam says in Pirkei Milchas Tainis Halocha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet and Tesvot, all the halochas of Aveles Halachot Mishachor Abis Amigdosh Tikno Chachomim Shoyu Beis Ador Shein Beinu Leilom Binyan Misuya V'merchuya Ker Binyan Amlochim L'tor Beis Ibitit V'sod Bisit. He can use plaster, but he has to leave a certain portion without seed. M'shaya mekim amo al amo kineged ha-pesa ha-belisi. Now, I mean, the Miforshim, how is discussed, how is it that no one is oy on that? V'alekeach chotza misuyedes v'mchuyeres ha-reizu b'cheskoso v'imechai v'neisi likli v'aksovim. So, there is no isa to dwell in such a house. It's only a chiyuv when you build a house. So, as a matter of fact, today it's not shayach, it's not relevant, because it's very rarely does one build a house for himself. Sometimes it happens, but usually you buy a house. If you buy a house, so then there is no aloche to erase, I mean, and to scrape off. V'chein iskinu sho'erach shulchon las isur le'orchin mechasam menu miat. Again, when Azoya, but there we can say today there is no such thing, you know. In Bisman Chazal, Bisman Rishenim, so there was a certain kind of a standard, I mean, how many takshitim a woman used to put on. So, because of Chorm, she had one takshit less. But today there is no standard. Every woman has its own standard. So maybe she can say, well, if not for the Chorm, I would have put on 10 more takshitim. So, uchshechoson neisi isho viki achif amakle v'neisim bireishe מיקים אנוחס התפיל וחוללו הדבורים כדי לזכר ירושלים שנאמר לזכוכר ירושלים תשכח ימיני תדבק לשינו לחיקים לא יזכריכי אם לאלז ירושלים על רי סמחוס וכן גוזרו שלו לנגן בכלי שיר וכל מיני זמר also because of home וכל מיני זמר וכל משמיע קיל של שיר עושה לסמר ועושה לשמום בני החורבות ואפילו שירו ביפה על היין אסורו, שנאמר בשיר לא ישתי יין. וכבר נוהגו כל ישראל לימר דברת שפוחס ושיר של ידויס, לקיל וחייץ בן על היין. והקין גוזרו, כך גוזרו התורס חסנים של מיכם כלל, ושניח החוס מרישום שום כליל, שנאמר, הוסיר המסנפס והורים מהתורו, וכן גוזרו התורס קליס, עם מוישר כסף של זו, ואבו של גדיל מוטה לקל. So, בחודם האחתם, אבילס הנחוב, דגמורן סייטי, certainly is not based upon אבילס הנחוב. The Gemara says, if it is for the purpose to arouse oneself to be to become vigorous, so or to, as an impetus, an incentive for the accent, then it's all right. But if it is der schreik, so then it's frivolity. It has nothing to do with the chup. But why is it, how is it that Rambam doesn't mention that Adarisa? Here he mentions Ulchastainius, and let him mention Ulchasdeus. But in the Chazdeyes, so let's see the Rosh Rambam, whether there is anything in the Chazdeyes that could be included. Something like frivolity, so the mokim is in the Chazdeyes, I mean. Something that is based upon Avodah Zarah, so the mokim is in the Chazdeyes. But if it's also because of frivolity, so then the right place is in the Chazdeyes. It says, it doesn't say simcha. If it said, listen, music is not tzchaik. Music, I mean, the goyim says that music is the highest chokhme. But because of chob, so the chachomim asked it. Not because it's frivolous. But here it mentions tzchaik. Rashi says tzchaik. Rashi mentions tzchaik, not because of avilus of chob. It's not mashma that the Gemorian Seite is based upon Avilus and Chob. But the Rambam Milchas Deyes discusses Deyes. Deyes doesn't mean, you know, usually when you say Deyes, we mean Ashkofes. But the Rambam Milchas Deyes doesn't discuss Ashkofes. In Siratera, in Tshuve, but in Milchas Deyes he discusses Midas. But the Rambam calls Midas, he calls Deyes. He calls Deyes. So the Rambam says, "This habe yesh lechol echad yachol niyoda, v'zu mishunim v'zu, uchei kade beginning, uchei kemen beyesa, yishadom shuba uchei mo keis tomi, v'yishadom shedait mishavus alam, ve'enei keis klal, v'yichas yichas kas miyad bechamashonim, yishadom shuba alei beyesa, v'yesh shushvaru beyesa, v'yesh shuba altaivo, loisiz banafshim hala b'taivo." וישו בלב תוימד, ולעיסה ואפילו לדבור מעטים שהגוף צורך להם, ויש בל נפש רחובו של תזבא נפשי מקומו מנועלום, כי שנמה הרי יב כסף לעזבא כסף, ויש מקצה נפשי שדאי אפילו דבר מעט שלא יספיק לי ולידף להסיק כל צורכי, וישו מסר גף עצמי ברוב, וקיביץ על יודי ונאיך ופחות המשלה על בצער גודל, וישו מעבית כל מיני ביודי לידייתי, ועל דרוכים אלו שור כל הדייס, כנהילל ואינם וחילאי וישוע ועזורי ורחמון ורחליבו והמסלי וחייצבן, ויש בי כלבי עבידי אורחי כממנו בקצי האחר, דייס ביני יזו רחי כמזו, וכל הדייס יש מן דייש, שאין לא דו מתחיל אז ביוסל לפי טבע גופי, ויש מן די שטיבי של אודם זה מחובם ועושה לקבליס ומאיר יש מן די and then is mark then the Rambam says שתי כסוביס הורחיקס that in every day there are two extremes שתי כסוביס הורחיקס ומזו שבכל די ודי אינון דרך טבע ואין רואו לי לאודם הולכת בן ולרם דו לעצמי וימוצו טיבי ניטי לאחס מן ומוכן לאחס מן ושפר לא מדחס מן ונוען בו יארז רעצמי ומוטב ואילה בדרך הטבעים וידרך הישור. What is the derech ha'ishor? So in other words, both extremes are not good. Ha'derech ha'ishor yimidu beinis, shebechol deyo videyo, mikol ha'dey sheyish lo yodom, v'yadeyo sheyirecheiko mishtey ha'ksoveis, richo kshove v'nikrivo lo ilozu v'lo ilozu, לפיכך ציבו חכמים הראשונים שאדם שם דאיסף תמיד ומשייר איסם ומכוון איסם בדרך המצויס כדי שישולם בגוף כיצד לא יבל חיימו נחליחס ולא יקימי שנמרגיש על הבני לא ייחס על דבר גודל שרול ייחס עליו כדי שלא יעסק הייצי פעם אחרס סופם This Rambam is mashma that the kotza achron is not good. Even in respect to kas, the kotza achron is no good. Let's say if a person follows in respect to kas, the kotza achron, he's completely insensitive. In other words, when people insult him and humiliate him and so on, so he doesn't care. That's not a good midah. The kotza achron is not good. Even in respect to kas, because there's another Rambam that appears to say the reverse. But from this Rambam, it's mashma that even in respect to kas, the kotza achren is not the proper approach. So he said beferesh, lo yichay keitzad lo yiyeh balchem oneach licheis. That's in other words, he has a temper. So that's not the kotza achren. That's the kotza orish, because in every midah. So there are two extremes, but both extremes are no good, but there's a difference between one extreme and the other. For example, let's say in the midah of moderation, there's a derbein in moderation. What does moderation mean? He eats according to his health and I mean, and he's allowed to, and he should enjoy the food too, but there is a midah of gluttony. When I say gluttony, I don't mean zil viseve that involves the isa. Of leisech ladam, then it's not a question of midas. Then it's a love. And when I say gluttony, I don't mean yignif mishalovi, but I mean a person who eats kosher, glut kosher, and he drinks only kedem wine and everything, but he shikas. He drinks too much, so that's the kotzer vision. That's taive. That's the kotzer vision. And Taive doesn't have to manifest itself in Dvor Masur and Amesh. It doesn't have to manifest itself in drinking Ayin Esach. It doesn't have to manifest itself in eating Nevela, Trefes, and Chazar, and so on. I mean, glat kosher meat, everything, fine. But eats excessively. He eats excessively. So there's gluttony, and there's chikras. So there's the kotzer vishit. The kotzer achen is... The Rambam says, "Al yemer odom hoy lachinu ataylo vachovi mitzin esodem meilom efresh litzah tzadachin hamaler b'derzuni kachetei shenema benozer v'chiper olof mashchoto anefesh v'alibiz nefesh choto el shetziratz miyayin umachachomim im nozer shetziratz miyayin kachetei amtzeratz mikol dovo v'dovo ayishik tainis is certainly nikachetei. So that's the kotzachin." So it's interesting, the Rambam in Pirkei Aveis, he says that both extremes are no good. So he says, if somebody follows the Kotzer Rishen, the Kotzer Rishen is, in contrast to the Kotzer Achrein, is that extreme which, on the side of Taive, you know what I mean? So then there is a Nikorosh, even though he follows the extreme of Taive, not with Dvorim Asurim Chas V'Sholom, but he shikers with kosher wine, with kedem wine. He shikers, one can become a shiker with kedem wine too. So, Mimele, Niko Rosh, he doesn't mean Rosh Uposledes, he means Rosh. He's a Chaytei Bimezi, that's what Rosh means. He will not be Uposledes, not be Reisant, but he means Rosh Bimezi. The Gemara says in Yevomes, Choleiva al Divcha Chomim, Kodesh Doli Nikro, Roshan Amel Mikro, Bitnio. So that means if somebody is either and one, the Rabbonon is a Roshe, but it's not a Roshe, the Apostolatus, but a Roshe. In other words, he's a Chayti B'meist. Then the Rambam says, and if he follows the Kotzacher, let's say, he never drinks wine, nothing, and he doesn't stay in a nice apartment, and he doesn't put on nice godim, comfortable godim, but Isaac and So why does the Rambam say if somebody follows in the Pirkei Avos, and he mentions many examples, if he follows in every midah there are two extremes, the kotzer rishen and the kotzer achren. In other words, kotzer rishi means evil. Kotzer achri means too good. But it's also, it's not good if it's too good. So it's not good. So it's not good. So if somebody follows the kotzer rishi, then he's a roshi. Because then it means he's a chayt b'meizit. If somebody shikas, he shikas with kelem lachim. So his intent, his kavone is not good. His kavone is to be a baltayim. But if somebody on the country doesn't drink wine altogether, he doesn't stay in a comfortable house, he doesn't put on nice godim, so his kavone is good. I mean, why does he do it? His kavone is good. He thinks that that's the derech avodas Hashem. I mean, to not to be comfortable. But he makes it toys. So he can't call him Roshe, because after all, he means well. But then he's a chayte. But in other words, but there is one common denominator in Midas between the Kotzer Rishi and Kotzer Achri. Both the one who follows the Kotzer Rishi and the one who follows the Kotzer Achri, they don't do any averes. If somebody shikas, is there an Issa in the Torah or even a Takonis Chachomim not to become shikas? If there had been an Issa not to become shikas, you wouldn't be able to become shikas even on Purim. What kind of a heter is there? There is no Issa to become shikas. The Rambam mentions in Melachim there is an Issa of shikas legabi melech. Especially Issa, melech is not allowed to become shikas. So Neinoch Nami melech will not be allowed even to become shikas on Purim. What the heter for a mitzvah? I mean, to do averes, but as far as anybody else concerned, there is no Issa of shikras. But what is shikras? Shikras is the kotzer rishin of taive. So there is the kotzer achrei, who doesn't drink wine altogether, and there is the kotzer rishin, who drinks too much wine. So he's a roshe, but he's a roshe without a maizavere. Maizavere. So why is he a roshe? Without the Masavira, there's a Gzeres HaKosuf. The Gzeres HaKosuf, even in regard to Kotzer Achri, Hamalir v'der azeh nikra chaytei, shenemar v'chipir molov hashachot la'nefesh. So ez ishem chaytei. There is the Kotzer Achri, where is the Kavonis l'shem Shamayim, and l'shem Avilis Hashem, I mean, pure motives. So the Gavre ez ishem chaytei, alachas kam v'chamo, without the Masavira, there is a Masavira, not drinking wine. And even as far as, let's say, as making Kiddush on Shabbos, so according to most Rishonim, the mitzvah is what is more choviv on him, and the, except Rabbeinu Tam. But all the other Rishonim say, if somebody passes more choviv than Yain, so then the mitzvah is to be Mikadosh LaPas, not like Yain. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is different. So there is no Maisavere, even if he never drinks wine. There is no Maisavere. There is no Maisavir. Only time when there is a chiyuv to drink wine is other cases. So you can be yetze with grape juice. So I mean, why do you have to drink wine and intoxicating wine? You can drink grape juice. Yai mevushel, I mean. So there is no Maisavir. But still, if he doesn't drink wine, if somebody follows the kotzer rishi, he's a shikar, but he's shikar with kedem wine. He eats excessively. He eats excessively. So he is a glutton, but with dvorim amutorim. So he's not only a chayte, he's considered b'meizit. He's not a roshe that is posleides, but he's a chayte b'meizit. So that's roshe. That's Rosh. So Mele, that we understand. I want to mention it. The Rambam, there is another Rambam. So the Rambam first says, Aderech ha-yishor imil beinish, shebechol deyo v'deyo, mikol adeyo sheyesh l'odo, v'yadeyo sherechei komishdei aksoviz, richo kshov v'nikrevo loy lezu v'loy lezu. I mean, that's why, I mean, when you talk Aderech beinish, in connection with something that involves Shaila, it's nonsense. You can talk of the Rabbeinis in something that there is no reason. Let's say, how much wine you should drink, how many rolls you should eat, I mean, what kind of clothes you should put on. So then, there is no Maisavera, there is no reason involved. There is no halachic question involved insofar as the specific mice is concerned. Halachic question insofar as the specific mice is concerned. What kind of a suit one should buy? Whether a black suit or a blue suit or a green suit or this kind of a suit. But it's a question of midas. So there is aloha of the Arbenis. But when something is a question of a din, I mean, it's nonsense. It's the biggest nonsense in the world to apply the concept of the Arbenis. All right, anyway. So the Rambam says, Haderach ha'ishori mid Arbeni shebechol deyo v'deyo mikol ha'deyo sheyesh l'odom. V'hi ha'deyo sheyrechiko m'shtey ha'ktsovis ריחוק שווה ונקרבה לו לזו ולזו. לפי רציב החכום מורשנים, שאותם סום דאיס אוף תמיד משייריס ומחבניס ומדרך המצויס, כדי שישולים בגופה. כיצד, לא יהי בעל חיימו נאח ליחס ולא יקימי שנמער לי תרבני. לא ייחס על הלדב הגודל שרו וליחס עליו, כדי של יעשה קייצי בי פעם אחרס. וכן לא יסבל לדבורם שהגוף צורך להם, ויאפשר ליז בלוסם, כי יהיה שנמה, צדיק איך לסי בנפשי, וכן לא יהיה עומר בעסוקי, אלא להסיק דבר שצורך לי לך אישו, כי אני אשנה מעטיד מיד לצדיק, ולא יקפיץ יודי בייסה, ולא יפזר ממני על ניסים סדוקו כפי מעסס יודי, ומל וקרור למי שצורך, ולא ינהיר וסייחיק, ולא יוצא ואיני נלו שמח כל יומו, בנחס בסי בפנים יופס, וכן שור די איסוף, ודרך זו היא דרך החומים, כל עולם שדה איסוף די איס, בין מי יש ממצו יש נקרח, So the derech ha'ishoro is the derabenis. When is a child to apply the union of derabenis in something that does not involve any averes insofar as the specific mice is concerned, or any chiyuvim insofar as the specific mice is concerned. Yes, drinking wine, eating, not eating. It's, so in other words, that's then there is no specific ma'aser involved. So, but it's a question of midas. So der ha'ishoro is der abenis. Then the Rambam says, Nalachei, umishel midadek latzim b'yeiseh, v'yisrachek midi abenis miyat l'tzadzeh, o l'tzadzeh nikrochosit. Keitzad mishel yisrachek migei ba'aleiv, adak tzeachem v'yishfarua b'yeiseh nikrochosit. Vizu midas benis. Kesat, Mishi is Rachet Negeva Lei, Adak Seache, Vishvaruar Beyeser, Nikro Chosid, Vizui Midas Chasides, Vinis Rachet Adem Sabelvad, Vionov, Nikro Chochom, Vizui Midas Chochmo, Valdera Zu Shokoladeis, Uxidim Orishenim, Oyomotim Deishlem, Midera Chamzois, Kineged, Shte Aksovis. יש דיו שמותינו איסו כנגד הקוצה אחרים, ויש דיו שמותינו איסו כנגד הקוצה הראשון. וזהו לפנים משור הסדין. ומצובים אונו ללחס בדרוכים האלו הבינינים, ועם הדרוכים הטיבים והישורים שנמר והלכת בדרוכיו. כך לא מנפירש מספזו. מה הוא נקרא חנם ותהי חנם? מה הוא נקרא אחמאת הרח? מה הוא נקרא קודש ותהי קודש? ועבר זו קור המביאים לקים וחולי סנה, כינוי מהרפיים והפחסת סלי ויושר תמי גיבו חזר היצבי, לידיע שהם דרוכנתים וישורים, וחי בודם לעניק אספים בין הולה, לידום ניסיר לו כבקיר. So, then the Rambam says, in פרק בייס, מלוכס דייס, הלוכה דלת, לילום יער באודם בשתיקו. Now he's discussing the shtik sovis in talking. Leilom yabodom bishtikov li daber aloi bidva chochmo oi bidvorim shetzorich lem lechai gufi. Omru al rab, Talmid Rabin HaKodesh, shal yisoch sichoptelo kol yomov, vizu yisichas rif kodom, vafil bitzorich ha guf li yabodom odom dvorim. He should talk, but not to indulge, you know, that certain people, they think that they have to keep on talking. I mean, how much, what kind of an apartment they took and what kind of furniture they bought. So I to discuss it, but to be malbe, I mean, yimum balaylo, to talk about it, is not a proper thing. That he also mentions midas. It's not a chiyuv per se, the mice. It's an ian of midas of the rabbinis. Aber im hoya advor merubin vayin yen muet, harei zu sichus, val ze nema kiboa chaleim birei vinyen vikin ksil birei vorem. Stjog lechoch mo shtiko, lifichoch lo yimaye al hoshi lo yab le dabe, vilamid le talmidin bishiveach, bish... What's that? Bishuva. Bishuva v'nachas, it's not a ches, it's a hey. It's a, there is a ches, yeah, but Bishuva v'nachas, b'loi tzokov le'al v'slosh, v'hu shom ha'shleimei divar hachom v'nachas nishmoy. Then, in Aloha Zayin, Aloha Vov, he discusses something that is really awesome, but in Aloha Zayin, again with this, lo ye'odom bal schaik umhatvus, that means sarcasm, v'lo otzov, not be gloomy and sad, v'ein in Aloha Sameach. Kach omru chachom, schreik vikalu schreik shmaagil mes odom learvo. Vitzivo shal yodom polz bischreik vili otzuf otzifu misabil al mikabil eskol odom bisiva panim yofus. So in other words, the Gemara in Seite that mentions the zimre of the captains, that's all. Nothing wrong with it. So why? Because it's done for the purpose of arousing vigor. It shouldn't become phlegmatic. The pkore is also mutar. It's done in order as an impetus to the accent. But of weavers, Rashi says, they are shrik. So why doesn't the Rambam mention it? I think that this is mentioned in this Rambam, in Perik Beis, Mehil Chazdeyes, Halocha Zayin. When he says Le'odom bal shreik, he shouldn't be paused with shreik. And there he doesn't mean that if one person, let's say, somebody is a weaver, you know, and the weavers, they sing a certain song. This is their shreik. He doesn't mean that at one time he joins them, so he's already a chayte. When he's a chayte, he's a paused with shreik. But if he joins them because, you know, he doesn't want, you know, to alienate the people, as long as he doesn't involve anything that is mamish osa, chas v'sholem, if the song has nivupe, of course it's osa one time. So that's an aver in itself, as we mentioned in the name of Rabbi Yene, that's an isra of Lashonore, not Lashonore under the love of L'sir Chochel Bamecho, but under the love of L'sir Shemeshov. But shreik, you know, just shreik, you know. It's a little frivolous, okay. So if he indulges in it and he does it habitually, then he's a polis b'shreik. But if he does it once, you know, not, you know, to be perish v'yatzivo, so then he's not polis b'shreik. Then he's not polis b'shreik. As long as he doesn't involve a mice yisrael, like nivupe or lashnore or whatever. So, sometimes there are certain songs that involve Nivuke and involve Lashon Hora, you know, and even Malmut Nechavir Barabin, you know. So that kind of a song, Chas V'Sholem, so it's Malmut Nechavir Barabin, but it's just on the frivolous side. And if he doesn't do it habitually, so it's not also. So I think the reason as to why the Rambam doesn't mention Gemara in Seite, because when the Gemara says in Seite that the Zimre, the Gardoi of weavers is also because they are shreik. It's not also, doesn't mean also like Echob in Tel Shedayim is also. Then there is a Maise Isa. And it's also under all circumstances. It's also if it is done habitually, so then he's supposed to be shreik. Suppose it's chayk, so he's a chayte. He's a chayte, and the roshe. I mean, if he, so because it's there's the aloche. He's not a balmides. In other words,
it's included in this Rambam.
This included in this Rambam. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention it in any other place. Now the Bach mentions that it's also even shaloy alayai. So I mean, so he mentions Gemara in Seite, but it seems that according to the Rambam, that Gemara in Seite does not have reference to a single time. You see, this or the union of Aveles. So that refers to the specific Maise. So even if he doesn't do it habitually, but if it one time Bibes Hamishtois he plays the instruments, he has an Avele. Like anything else that the Chachom no misaki. But the Gemara Seite is not a Maise Avele, it's an union of Midas. So Midas is only Shayach if he does it habitually. But if he does it once, and if he doesn't do it because he wants to be Balsheik, he does it for other reasons. Call it ulterior motives, because he doesn't want to alienate the friendship. You know, sometimes he's a weaver, and all the weavers sing, he doesn't sing. They'll consider him as a snob, you know, and they'll discredit him, you know, bimerachek him. So there is nothing wrong if he sings with them every day. It's not a manifestation of his disposition to be a Baal Shrek. It's because of practical reasons. So when something involves the Nisa, it doesn't make any difference what the motive is. But it's Osa, so it's Osa. But this is not Osa. It's only an Ian of Midas. So it's already mentioned in Luchas Deis. Osa, that means, because if you do it habitually, so yachete, so it's osa.
Yeah, but it's a different type of issue.
It's a different type of issa. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says, suppose somebody is not a balmides in one midi. He's a shika. Kedemwai. Or he eats excessively with glat kosher meat. So what is in mevatel? First of all, he's a chete, and even a roshe, as the Rambam says, the Mishnah. But he's mevatel the eser v'lachta b'drochav. Shleimus amides is a mitzvah sasei. So Shleimus Amides is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So if somebody, let's say, doesn't put on tefillin, it's mevatel mitzvah d'oraisa. But so if somebody is not a bal mides in one mide, let's say in moderation, he's not a bal mides, he's either a bal taive, there's the consolation, or on the contrary, he's a porush. So is mevatel the essay. But there is a difference between the essay of v'lachta b'drochov and the essay of putting on tefillin, of saying krishme, of davening. I mean, there, or eating matzah, or hearing shofar, there the chiyuv is to hear shofar. So first comes the chiyuv to hear shofar. Mele, if it's mevatel, he becomes a chayte. Here is the other way, just the opposite. First comes the Shem Chayte, because he doesn't follow the Rabbeinu. So Meli is a Chayte. So, Mahu Tzadik, Afate is Tzadik. If he's a Chayte, he's not a Tzadik. So, even though he's Mevatel Mitzvah, but it's not the same way, it's from the other end. You see, in no other mitzvahs, you become a Chayte, because first comes the Bitla Mitzvah. Memele you become a Chayte. Here is the just opposite. First comes the fact that since you don't follow the Rabbeinu, so you are chayte. There's a sakosu. V'chipur al pashkol nafes. So all those so-called scholars who say that the Rambam adapted, was influenced by Aristotle's concept of the golden mean, they don't know what they're talking about. Aristotle was a very smart person. He's a big philosopher. He's a big thinker. So mimele, fui seichel. He thought of the Rabbeinis. But the Rambam's the Rabbeinis is aloche. It's nothing to do with Aristotle's a golden mean, you see. It just happened there are many things that the Chachmim Musaylam have into the Torah. So what? So what? I mean, Thomas Jefferson said many things. Said many things that Rabbi Sosalanta said. Many things. Somebody wrote a book, the correspondence between the words of wisdom by Reb Sol Salanter and Thomas Jefferson. Now, Thomas Jefferson was not influenced by Reb Sol Salanter. He lived before. And Reb Sol Salanter, even though he lived after Thomas Jefferson, he wasn't influenced by Thomas Jefferson. As a matter of fact, Reb Sol Salanter has in one of his letters the 10 most important lessons, and Thomas Jefferson mentioned the same. So just to the Chochmah, I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, let's say Leibniz and Descartes at the same time conceived of calculus at the same time, and one didn't know of the other. So that's Chochmah. That's Chochmah. So Aristotle was a great, he was a very wise man, and he, through his Chochmah, he was mechaving to the Indian of the golden mean. But the Rambam's golden mean is based upon the Gemara. It's nothing to do with Aristotle. Anyway, so that's the reason as why the Rambam doesn't mention the Gemara in Seite, because it is mentioned in Chasdeis. So that's why I can't understand the Bach, why the Bach says even Bakoy Baume. From the Rambam, it doesn't seem that way.
The Bach's basis, though, is the Chuvas Rambam. Like he's
passing
like a Chuvas.
Yeah, I know the Chuvas Rambam. I saw the Chuvas Rambam. But the Chuvas Rambam has reference to the habitual lifestyle, you know. Habitual lifestyle, you know. There are certain people,
time,
you know, who keep on,
time,
you know, laughing and singing frivolous songs. So, not for a purpose because they don't want to be isolated, but because they enjoy this. So then they are chitim and even rishoyim also, because the kavone is not l'shem shemayim. But when one does it, and for a good purpose, let's say he's a weaver, and all the weavers sing, she will not sing. So it will be considered as a snap.
But even the Torah brings down the Chuvas Rambam over here in this sermon.
Okay, so what he means,
so
if he's opposed to the Shrek.
It's not negated to the
okay, alright. So, the Torah, you see, the Rambam, it was very meticulous about mentioning every aloche in the special mock. But the Torah was not so meticulous. I mean, it's a question of the Rambam was unique in that, you know. He was very meticulous of mentioning every aloha in his proper place. Naturally, Ibn Kemi, but other Rishonim were not so meticulous, I mean, about that. So that's why the Torah, but it doesn't mean the Torah is really kind of wrong.
So the whole Torah is the Isra Balach to Bejarcha?
Yeah, of Midas. Oh, Midas is Nichon Balach to Bejarcha. Okay, that's what I think. Yeah, that's in my saver in itself. The Rabbono.
One time,
and even for the best purpose in the world, unless there is a shasatrak, so there is a heter. I mean, for the yon vavilis, there is also a certain not only pikach nefesh is matir the yon vavilis. There are all kinds of a tailor, you know. But it's in my saver in itself. But this shreik is not in my saver in itself. Not in my saver in itself. It is an inyan of midas. Is there a gemara made cotton here? I think there is, yeah. Yeah, there is. Matter of fact, I learned it yesterday because I started after the tragedy, so to learn meat cotton, to make a siyum by Shleishim. Shleishim will be a week from this coming Friday. So meat cotton, daf yitzayin, I just learned it yesterday. And I saw something here. The Gemara daf yitzayin, medalef meat cotton, says Rav Moshe is making Gisiyim and Makis, and I'm making Gisiyim and Mitzkot. So the Gemara mentions his story that you Zion and Medalef of a certain children, the Rabbonon, whom the Chachomim were Menade, because he was not Misnaik, but he was a Talmud Chacham. So why? What did he do? I mean, so in other words, he was a real Kim and he was even a tzaddik, but he was nechshel in the Hizanot. The Gemara mentions the Ovid Kid Rabbi Loya. What did he do? So then, when he died, so they tried to be cave him in the Meora of the Hasidim. Hasidim is an extra madrige. Veloy keblu. And in the Meora of the Dayonim, they only covered him. So, in spite of the fact that he was nechshel in certain snaggers that didn't befit him, but he still was in a high madrige. The Ovid Kid Rabbi Loya. Why was he a high madrige? The Tanya Rabbi Loya Imeir. Imrei Odom Sheitzrim is Gabrolov. Yilich Limokin Shimachirin Esei, Viyuba Shirin, Viyasatif Shirin, Viyasem Ashalibi Chofitz, Valichalu Shim Shemaim Bifaresi. So Rashi says, because of Rach, Chas Visholem. In Rei Odom Sheitzrim is Gaber. It's astounding. So, Yilech V'mokin Shemakiran Yisei V'yilva Shcherim V'yisatif Shcherim V'yasem Asholi Bechofetz Chas Visholem. There is such a thing as Priya Chofetz. If you deny Priya Chofetz, so it's the end of the world. Libe Chofetz, so everybody will be able to do Kol Dovar Oso. It's Libe Chofetz, he's tempted. So that's the union of Priya Chofshis. What does it mean? So Tesis says, because of Rach Chas Visholem, Lehutel Las Zaver. You've been his Gaber, so in other words, so he has to go to a place where no one recognizes him. Then he can, V'yasim al Shil B'chofshis, I mean, how can Bil Adas, El Al Dikach Yichna Libe, before he comes to the Kedushin Pirash. So he mentions in the name of the Rach Chas Visholem. But here is the Rach. We'll see what the Rach says here. And the Gemara. Of course, it's true, Chas V'Sholem, but the Rach says something else too. Besides the Chas V'Sholem, he says something else too. Let's see the Loshon Rach. Kinahutzov m'rabonim davesane shemane, shohoyo shim shemayim mischal al yodin. As a matter of fact, in Yeredeye, it's mentioned. What is it? What is it? What is the problem? Oh yeah, in your day, in your, it's mentioned all those. Al Dram mentions that in Luchas Deis Chavdal Dvorim in Avnis Haodom. So one of the things that one is Chayv Nidu Sane Shemayim. In other words, on the contrary, if he's an ordinary person, so then it's not Shayach to say Sane Shemayim. But if he's Talmud Chacham, Haodom Gadol, and